Today's devotional is based on 2 Peter 3, 1 to 10, and was written by the Reverend Brian Sandell. I'm a dad of three amazing kids. My kids live life to the fullest. They play hard and laugh often. They dump Legos on the floor, scatter toy cars across the ground, and get other toys out that they won't even play with. Our basement is often hit hardest by our children's playing. It takes only about 30 minutes to turn a pristine, immaculate basement into a complete mess. Interestingly enough, sometimes it takes even less time than that to turn our own lives into a complete mess. For Adam and Eve, it only took one bite. The great news from our text today is that we can turn our lives away from the mess of sin and into the restorative life that only Christ offers. Our text outlines how we can do so as we begin this Advent's journey. First, remember the words spoken by the holy prophets. The words of Scripture are life-giving, transformative, and applicable for all moments of life. The writer of Hebrews describes the Word of God as alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, and able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. God's word is something we are called to remember, internalize, and put into practice. Let's take this Advent season and be intentional about remembering the words of God and the prophetic voices of the past and present. Second, trust that God will fulfill his promises. It can be very easy to doubt God's promises when the world we live in seems to get crazier by the minute. Trust God anyway. When brokenness is all you have known for so long, it is easy to see the mess. Trust God anyway. This Advent season, let us not be scoffers. Instead, let us be people who unconditionally trust that the promises of God will come true. And third, be patient as you await God's timing. At the time of writing this text, it was widely thought that many followers of Jesus believed his return was imminent. Here we are, 2,000 years later, still waiting. We need to be patient. I must confess that I don't do well with patience. I want things to happen now, but that's not how God works. God works patiently, deliberately, in his timing to bring about his glory and to transform us into the likeness of Christ. In obedient response, we are patiently to await God's timing. If and when we do, we'll be amazed at how we experienced the promised restoration found only in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that your promises always come true. Help us during this Advent season to be patient, to be hopeful, and to trust you unconditionally, no matter the circumstances going on in our lives. Fix our eyes and hearts on the Christ child in the manger this Advent. Amen.